Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Today, Anthony has his very own personal finance team at the table.
But one of the secrets to building wealth is make sure that your CPA, your accountants, have a great relationship with your advisor.
And we're sharing why you need financial advisors at every wage.
And those accounts have purposes. Yes. Every account has a purpose. So you have to just be prepared to do that. Again, whether you make 30, 50, 75, especially with people that have side hustles.
And you may even want to consider starting a side business.
You can definitely utilize the losses from that business to offset the income from your W-2 job. And then you'll get some of that, those tax withholdings that was withheld from the check back as a refund.
Now, before we hop into the show, I want to remind you of the book of the month, Goals by Zig Ziglar, linked in the description box below. Now, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Now let's jump into the show.
Welcome to the table. Yeah, yeah. We gonna get real. We gonna get right. Building up wealth, we gon' give life. Welcome to the table. Wealth, yeah. Welcome to the table. Build wealth, life. Welcome to the table.
Yo, man, here's what I've learned, man. Wealthy people, they know how to work that tax system. They have a tax strategy going into the year. And I want to bring this information to you. You know, when it comes to our income, we are so used to just paying taxes, going to a company like H&R Block, TurboTax, which are cool companies if you just want to file and get a little bit of your money back, right? They just, you pay someone $400 or $500 to do your taxes, you get your money back, that's it. But if you really want to build wealth and have a long-term strategy on really how to build wealth, you got to have an A-team. Got to have an A-team. And we're going to talk about that A-team because my A-team is in the building, excluding one. So your A-team is going to be your accountant. A-team is going to be an advisor. A-team is going to be your attorney. Everyone's here today, and I'm going to introduce you to three out of the four of them today. And my attorney is not here. But I'm even proud to say that, man, you know, my A-team, 90% of them are Black sisters. Ah! You know what I'm saying? Now, my attorney is a white brother who I love dearly, and he's helped me out so much. And he's not here today. We'll definitely get him in on the show for sure. But I literally asked all of them to fly in today to really sit down because I really want you all to understand how we can use our taxes to build wealth. Your taxes are not a savings account. If you're getting back $3,000, $5,000 every single year, that's nothing to brag about. You're not being a good steward of your money. Because if you're giving them $5,000 and you're not getting no interest, they're keeping that money for a year, and you ain't getting no interest back, what's the problem? No. We got to come up with a strategy on how you to do it. Now, let's be real with you and be honest with you. This tax strategy is really more so for entrepreneurs. It's for people who actually have a business, a small business on the side. The tax system was made for them. But there are ways that average everyday W-2 employees can still maximize on their income. And so we're going to talk about it. It's tax season. You know, I brought in my girl, Shania from Fola Financial. Y'all see her every year, at least once or twice a year on the show. She is my advisor. And recently she brought in another young lady to specifically work just for me. Her name is Natalie. You'll see her here. She looked like she's 18, but I promise you she is of age. She has been working on my account now for the last year. You know, Shania is just booming right now. She doesn't have a lot of time to spend with me. I'm just playing because she already looking at me in my eye. But Natalie is my direct person who handles. I meet with her every single month to go through my finances. And because Shania has grown so much, she wanted to make sure that her high-end clients have a direct liaison, and that's Natalie. But we see Shania at least once a quarter to make sure everything is good. Foley Financial is, in my personal opinion, the best CPA firm out there because they really take care of us. And honestly, with them, you guys, I think, man, my company has made multiple seven figures. They can confirm it. But my tax check hasn't been bad. Like, they really have given me the system on how to legally and ethically write off things correctly to where I don't have to worry about getting audited. And if I get audited, we're covered because the A team is with me, you know? But I remember the first year, I just knew I was gonna cut a large check. And Shania was like, here's your check. I was like, okay, that's a part of it. Well, what's the rest? She was like, no, that's what you owe. I said, girl, you better get up out of here. And she was like, no, that's what you owe. I said, you're lying. And then second year, I just knew I was going to cut it. She's like, hey, dude. I'm like, this is good. This is good. And so I'm super excited, you guys, to welcome Foley Financial to the table. So the first 30 minutes, I want you to sit tight throughout this whole show, because the first 30 minutes is going to be my first A, my accountant. So we're going to walk through how you all can really start positioning yourself to win an area of taxes. But one of the secrets to building wealth is make sure that your CPA, your accountants, have a great relationship with your advisor. And y'all, I'm in a money space. I study money for a living every single day, but I have a personal financial advisor as well. And she gave me a wealth building strategy. And actually, I've hired her to where all of my team members have to sit down with her for 3 months. And she meets with them every single month to go through their wealth building strategy. Because I've never met a teacher who doesn't have a teacher. I've never met a father who doesn't have a father. I've never met a mentor who doesn't have a mentor. And so because I'm in a money space, I need someone who can hold me accountable, who can advise me on certain things to do. And man, in Jadeka, is going to join us on the second half of the show. And I was connected with Jadeka from Shania. And so now my CPA and my accountant have a great relationship. And then just recently, the A-team was fire, boy. I connected Natalie and Shania with my attorney. And now they talk a lot because I got that bill from them. So, y'all, welcome back to the table. Yo, what's up, sis? Good to see you back. Good to see you back. First time. What's up? Now, tell the people how old you are, because you look young. Because, I mean, yo, listen, I mean, here's the truth, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. When Shania brought, you know, Natalie on for the first Zoom call, I literally was about to text, like, who in the world is this 18-year-old woman trying to deal with a multi-seven-figure business? But when she opened up her mouth, man, Natalie knows what she's doing. And I was like, yo, that black really don't crack, boy. I'm trying to tell you. I mean, because she ain't age a bit. You look the same. Mm-hmm. From the 2 years, was it about a year and a half now?
Yeah.
You ain't aged one bit.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got, the two. Black don't crack and Asian don't raisin.
Oh, that's right, because you black and Asian.
It's the blazing combo.
It's the blazing combo. Black combo. Don't crack and Asian don't
raisin.
Blessings. Yo, it's tax season. I want to jump straight into it, mm-hmm. because I am a little confused about something, and I really want to break this down. Right. First off, I really want to talk. I want to get an education on this. Let's start from the very beginning, because we have some new people who may not have watched the show the last time you was on. Mm-hmm. So maybe you and Natalie, however y'all want to break it down. What is the difference between what you all do, CPAs, and then someone like a H&R Block representative, a tax filer? Mm-hmm. Like, can we break that down for them real quick?
Yeah. So the most important thing is that you understand the difference between someone who can provide a service for you. So, of course, tax preparation, yeah, that's a service.
Yes.
However, most wealthy individuals want more than just a service. I need you to engage with me throughout the year. I need you to you should know what's going on in my life, mm-hmm, from both the personal perspective and the business perspective, and be able to advise and provide a strategy. Mm-hmm. So we're tax strategists, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, we prep the return, but that's the least of what we do. Our goal is to educate our clients, number one, on what the return is even saying, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. How does filing your return a certain way lead you to different options as you're on your wealth building journey? Mm-hmm. But more importantly, how can you properly strategize throughout the year to where you're building wealth, but at the same time, we're minimizing our taxes?
Facts.
Because wealth is built in two directions. Number one, it's about how much you make, but then the other direction is about how much you save. If we can create that gap to be bigger and bigger, we have more capital to fund our investments, to fund our businesses, to fund the future lives of our future children to come, et cetera.
Yeah.
So again, it's a difference between getting a service that's just for a one-time thing, so tax prep, versus, again, having someone throughout the year and tax strategizing and be able to properly advise you.
And so would you all agree, now let me ask you this question, because we got to make sure you talk, because me and Shanae can take over the show because we do this. But would you say that someone, let's say someone who's making $40,000 a year, should they go to a CPA, or is it okay for them to go to a tax, what's the word, preparer? Yeah, tax preparer. Which one would you say, in your opinion?
It would depend.
Okay.
So if it's, you know, just your regular W-2, that's it, mm-hmm, then going to a tax preparer is fine. But now if you're at 40K, you have a W-2, maybe you have a business,
mm-hmm,
then you may want to consider going to a CPA, because they can implement some of those additional deductions that if they go to a regular tax preparer, they may not know, or even if they do it themselves. I know a lot of the tax softwares don't even offer that as an option.
Yeah, I like that. I want to talk about that. Let's stay right there. You brought up a good question. We have so many people in the influencer world, right? That I'm not going to attack nobody, because I love everybody. I really do. But I really do believe in someone getting a side business, a legit side business that they're really doing and operating,
mm-hmm,
right? While having a W-2 job. Help me understand, what are the benefits of having a business and a W-2 job? So, like, can I really save money on my taxes if I have a legit business that I'm operating and I have a W-2, right? Let's say, for an example, I have a W-2 and I claim, 25. So I'm getting the majority of my money on my W-2.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a legit business that I can write off on. Will I see a balance on, you know, how much taxes I have to send out, or are we filing two separate things?
So I would say it would depend. So let's just say if it's your first couple of years in operations and you're not quite at a profit yet,
mm-hmm,
you can definitely utilize the losses from that business to offset the income from your W-2 job. And then you'll get some of that, those tax withholdings that was withheld from the check back, mm-hmm, as a refund.
Mm.
So that's one of the benefits.
So I can get a refund,
mm-hmm,
if I have a legit business.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me saying this? Legit. Everything is, what's our saying? Legal
and ethical.
Yes. Legal and ethical, and even moral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't teach scams over here. I don't teach, you know, no, this is just not what I do over here. But it's like, I like what you're saying. So if you're running, let's say for an example, okay, you're a hairstylist on the side,
mm-hmm,
right? And you have you're running a business. You have a room in your house, in your apartment,
mm-hmm,
and you're doing hair out of that room.
Mm-hmm.
But then you work Monday through Friday a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, let's say you spend, for an example, $20,000 in expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are saying we can file those $20,000 on the expenses. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not y'all. I'm a money guy, but I'm not y'all. And the reason why is because that LLC will pass through to you personally.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Break that down, because I don't think people understand exactly what that means, and mm-hmm, I don't want to screw that up.
Okay, so say for example you have a single member LLC.
Single member LLC.
That gets filed on your personal 1040, which is your individual tax return.
Okay.
On a form Schedule C.
Okay.
And actually, so your wage and income gets reported on line one,
yep,
of your 1040. The income that you earn from your business will get reported on line 8, and then that all affects your total income. right?
Yes.
So if your business has a loss, now if we do the addition, so say, for example, we have $50K in W-2 income, $20K in business losses.
Yeah.
This means that when we get down to calculating our adjusted gross income, that it's going to be a lot less than $50,000. It'll be $30,000. And that's also before we take in consideration your deductions, right? Mm-hmm. So whether you're going to take the standard deduction, which is $13,850 for 2024 for single individuals, mm-hmm. now your taxable income gets even further reduced. Mm-hmm. So when we calculate your tax, typically, if you have W-2, you are having withheld taxes throughout the year,
facts,
right? So every paycheck, you're paying taxes to the IRS and to the state.
Yes.
Well, because you have that business loss, when we calculate your tax, it's going to be a lot lower than mm-hmm. what they were expecting because you only had the W-2 income that they are aware of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So your overpayment in taxes because you had too much withheld because you didn't account for the business loss,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a higher refund if you were due a refund
mm-hmm.
due to the fact that you had a business loss because your taxable income ended up being lower than it was expected for the year.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, everyone? It's your boy AO here, and I'm super excited to share some incredible news with you. On January 22nd through the 26th, we're launching a transformative movement called Pray FYI, short for Pray for Your Increase. We're believing 2024 will be the year we eliminate debt and build wealth. So real quick, I want to give you a sneak peek into what's happening January 22nd through the 26th. I want to encourage you to join myself and thousands of others in this week of prayer as we're diving into a series of powerful sessions, each focusing on a key aspect of financial well-being. Join this movement by visiting PrayFYI.com. You see, day one, we're focusing on debt reduction and financial stress. We'll be praying for wisdom to identify and eliminate unnecessary expenses, making room for your financial growth and stability. On day two, it's all about increase in salaries and business income. We'll come together and pray for guidance in pursuing career opportunities, promotions, and the skills needed to boost our income. Day three is all about increase in wealth and investment opportunities. Let's pray for discernment and wisdom. We need this in making sound financial decisions that lead to long-term, generational prosperity. On day four, we're tackling boosting multiple streams of income. Together, we'll pray for creativity and opportunities to diversify our income streams, creating financial abundance. And finally, on day five, enhancing legacy. Let's pray for discernment and wisdom in making some sound financial decisions that lead to long-term prosperity. I want to personally invite you to join me on this journey of financial and spiritual growth. Listen, I can't wait to see you there. Visit PrayFYI.com to get started. I'll see you soon. I just want that to sit right there. This is why you need a CPA. This is, and what I love about the CPA and what you all do, because when me and Natalie meet, the very first question Natalie asks, she asks it every time. And sometimes I get so frustrated because I'm like, my Lord, she's so consistent. Okay, what's new? What are you doing? What's your goals? Wait a minute, you said you want to do this. Are you doing this? It's like, it goes back to what you just said. It's like, hey, we're strategizing on what's the way to save you money. And so if you have a small business on the side and you have a job paying you $42,000, you need a CPA. Mm-hmm. Because then now, and correct me if I'm wrong, now that based upon the questions that you ask me on a regular basis, now you'd be like, okay, what expenses are you going to do with your business?
Mm-hmm.
You've even told me expenses to go spend my money on
mm-hmm.
so I can legally and ethically write it off. And it lowers my adjusted gross income.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the kind of stuff that get me excited. Because it's like, why pay all these taxes if you don't have to?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the IRS is not going to say, oh, you're paying us too much.
Right.
Thank you.
They're not. They want the revenue. They want the internal revenue service. That's right. Their name.
It's to make money.
They need the revenue. They need to fund these operations. However, we want to pay our fair share of taxes, right? So if the tax code is there, if I can figure out ways to, again, legally and ethically reduce how much I'm paying in taxes and still pay my fair share, but then maximize my capital so I can build wealth for myself.
Yes.
That's way more important, right? Because why are we doing these things? It's to create generational wealth.
Yeah.
And again, we get there quicker by paying the least amount that we can in taxes. Yeah. Now, of course, things that we also talk about is your wealth strategy, right?
Yep.
So sometimes when it comes down to the periods in which we want to, you know, go a little bit more crazy with tax strategy versus be a little bit more conservative is when we're thinking about making major investments, right? Mm-hmm. So in some years, we may not want to go ahead and, you know, go crazy with adding additional deductions, right? And creating a spend plan for yourself, for your business.
Right.
Some periods we want to actually, okay, I actually don't want to spend no more because I want to report a lot more income because I can use those tax returns and then build wealth. So it is like a trade-off, you know, between these things, but this is why a strategy is important. We're not just thinking about the now, we're thinking about what do you want to do next year?
Yeah.
Really at least 2-3 years in advance because when you're buying real estate, they're asking for 2 years of tax returns, right? And the income average.
Yep.
So we're always asking for these updates so that, because, you know, you be moving fast, Anthony. You're like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Yeah. So we're always working behind you to catch up. Okay, he's doing this. So let's kind of adjust this plan. It's going to affect us this year. So rather than doing these things now, let's wait until this year. Let's structure the businesses this way so that next year we're prepared to handle this volume and we can use this strategy because you're going to continue growing, right?
Yeah.
So it's important for your A team, especially like your accountants, to be able to also have some foresight for you as well.
Yeah.
So that like as you're moving so quickly and moving and shaking and, you know, creating wealth, we're right behind you, like making the plan to keep you on track, but then also paying less in taxes and being, you know, more tax conscious throughout the process.
You know, and that's so true. Before I bought both of my cars, I called you. I didn't call you, Natalie. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry. I just thought about that. Dang, you even called Natalie. Because you're still asking for one of my...
Vehicle documents.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. But any major purchase, I've always called you. So before, when I was about to buy the land, I'm in that big house, I called Shania and... You didn't just say, okay, you literally asked me a bunch of questions. What's the purpose? Why? How are we going to use it? And then you're trying to figure out what is the right way to utilize that for taxes and even for the wealth part. And I would have to say, I instantly got pre-approved for, I think it was like a $3 million situation within a matter of like not even a day. Because we have all of our books in order that Natalie and her team was helping me out with. Our profit and loss statement is down to the T, you know, and the strategy was there, right? And so I love that because I just don't like just tax preparers. And I think the reason why Black people sometimes are not as wealthy is because we do not take the time to sit down and come up with the strategy.
More proactive.
We are.
Be more proactive versus reactive.
And would you say we're reactive more than proactive?
As a community, at least from what I'm seeing, I think it's more so reactive. Like, okay, I'm just going to get my money, and then whatever happens at the end of the year, that's just what I'm going to owe or receive versus let me strategically plan, make this align with my goals, and see how we can reduce taxes.
And here's the thing, too. It's like, y'all are not cheap, but y'all are not expensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What I did the math, I get to write y'all off as a business, but I did the math. What I pay you all a year, you all save me. I can't even say you all are actually charging me even enough. Seriously, because it's like, what you all save the businesses is, I mean, wow. And you all do all of my stuff from payroll set up to bookkeeping to tax strategy to filing to working with my financial advisor to working with my attorney. There's just so much going on, y'all. And I really want y'all to hear what Natalie said. You got to be proactive. And being proactive means you may need to spend a little bit of money that will save you a whole lot of money. But to your point, Natalie, I think sometimes we don't want to spend that money up front. Mm-hmm. But then when we get that check, now we want to come to y'all and be like, hey, can y'all help me?
Exactly. It doesn't work that way.
And it can't work that way. It's too late. You should have came to me last year, mm-hmm. paid me last year for the strategy. Mm-hmm. And what I like about it is, I don't know the exact number yet, right? But for the most part, I know the ballpark of what I'm going to be at for April when I got to mm-hmm. cut that check. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not getting shocked in April for business. I'm going to have to pay. Well, we pay quarterly, but mm-hmm. it's like April 15th is when I have to pay. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm already straight. But let's talk about this. 2024, I think a lot of people, and we're seeing the news talk about the new tax brackets. Mm-hmm. And when I was asking you and Natalie about this, I was confused because you all said something that was interesting. So y'all, the new tax brackets came out. It's still 10% to 37%. But the numbers, and what we call those numbers, that's the income?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the income has changed. Mm-hmm. And so what I saw when doing my research, but I really want Shania to really break this down because I think all of us are a little confused on these numbers, mm-hmm. on how our tax brackets are pretty much explained. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to walk it through verbally, but then I'm gonna have Jay put it up on the screen so you all can actually see this. But I say for an example right now, single filers income from $47,150 to $100,525, it says your tax bracket is 22%. So I think automatically you'll say, okay, cool, I'm gonna take 22% from if I make $55,000 from there. And technically that's wrong. So there's a right and a wrong process to understand the taxes. Mm-hmm. And so I asked Shania to really break down exactly how taxes are done from a high level perspective. Mm-hmm. But again, this is why you need someone who is licensed, who is studying, who can educate you and do this correctly. So let's break this down.
Okay.
Because I'm a little confused, you know, because everyone's talking, oh, I just got a pay raise. Mm-hmm. I just got some money back. And technically we can say they did get a little bit of money back because these numbers changed, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right? But there still
but
is a
certain... Did they? Because remember, these changed because of inflation. Yeah. So, yes, you know, so pretty much the income thresholds for each of the marginal tax rates, mm-hmm. they expand every single year. A majority of it is due to inflation, right? Because things cost more.
Right.
So, of
mm-hmm.
course, you get a little bit more of a break in regards to how much of your income is going to be subject to taxation.
Mm-hmm.
So, say, for example, you mentioned someone who made $50,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you look at the marginal tax brackets, mm-hmm. That person will automatically think, hey, I'm going to be paying 22% of my income
for
taxes,
Facts.
Right? However, that's not the way the tax system works. The U.S. has adopted a progressive tax system, which means as you earn more income, your income is taxed at marginal rates based upon how much income falls into that specific tax bracket.
Let's break this down.
Yeah, so let's get into the example.
Navigating the path to financial freedom means ensuring every single dollar that we have counts. Yet 25% of U.S. households are missing out on the benefits of proper banking, putting their financial dreams all at risk. And we do not do that here in the AO community. Now, my friends over at Chime have an amazing checking account designed for those determined to build wealth without debt. With Chime's checking account, you receive, this is amazing, you will receive your paycheck 2 days earlier, and you're going to say goodbye to them sneaky expenses like zero monthly fees and no minimum balances, no deposit required to join at all. So listen, don't let anything slow your financial journey down. In just 2 minutes, with no impact to your credit score, you can step into your money game today. Dive in at chime.com/TTAO and lay a stronger foundation for your money. Again, that is chime.com/TTAO or hit the link in today's show notes. All right, let's get back to the show. All right.
So we talked about the individual with $50,000, mm-hmm. right? So if we look at the marginal rates, mm-hmm. their first $11,600 will be taxed at 10%.
Okay.
Right? So again, That's way less than 22.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. The next $11,000 to $601 to $47,150, which equivalates to $35,000 and $549 in income, will be taxed at 12%. Mm-hmm. So a real big chunk of their income really is taxed at that 12% rate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, so if we do the math, we subtract $35,000, $11,000 from $50,000. This individual has $2,851 left that's going to be subject to taxation. Only that small amount hits the 22% actual tax bracket rate.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, if we do the math, if that $50K was fully taxed at 22%, that person would have been paying $11,000 in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
However, due to the progressive tax system, their first $11,600 was taxed at 10%. That's $1,160.
Okay.
The next, $35,000 was taxed at 12%. That's $4,266. And the remaining $2,851 was taxed at 22%, which totals to $627. So their total tax with the progressive tax rate is $6,053, for example, right? Mm-hmm. So that's $5,000 less than it would have been if their full income was subject to 22% mm-hmm. as the rate. So there's a difference between marginal tax brackets mm-hmm. and your effective tax rate. So the $6,000 amount would be their effective tax rate. That's what they effectively have to pay in taxes.
That's mm-hmm. what they would. This is good. Mm-hmm. This is good. Hey, listen, if y'all need to rewind that, rewind it. Go back and get this information because I want you to be honest with me. Put a comment inside the comment section if you felt like, well, dang, I'm just going to take out 22% from the taxes because I'm like, that is wow. Mm-hmm. So you're not at the 22% technically. You're all over a little bit. Let's mm-hmm. be real. Mm-hmm. Which is so, this is so good. This is why I like CPAs. And this is why I like working with Shanae and them, because every time I call Shanae, I say, hey, this may be a dumb question, but I'm asking it anyways. And she's like, oh, it's not dumb. I said to Natalie, hey, this may be a crazy question because I'm the money guy, but I'm asking, oh, it's not dumb. And then they just start explaining. Get you people on your A-team who love to educate.
Mm-hmm.
Not just do the job, not just foul the job, but while they're fouling, they're educating. And I'm always asking both of them questions like, well, hey, I'm thinking about this. Help me understand what that means and why I should do that. Prime example, Natalie brought up she brought up different options because, our income as a company, not Anthony O'Neill, as a company, our income is growing up. We're blessed that we've been able to hit that, that multiple seven-figure mark. The first year we did right below seven figures, and after that we've just been seven-figuring up. And so she was like, hey, we should look into C-Corp, then we should look into this, we should look into that. And I was like, well, help me understand, Natalie, though, why? I don't want to just say yes because you said it. And I even mm-hmm. challenged them. I was like, hey, I didn't hear good things about C-Corps. So then Natalie went back, got with Shanae, and said, hey, Anthony has some concerns about the C-Corp because, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, a C-Corp is not pass-through.
Exactly. Correct. It's not.
And so the C-Corp has a lower tax bracket,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't pass through to me.
Exactly.
And so I was like, ha, I don't know. Don't know if I want to do that, because that could create some issues because I'm not the tax guy. I'm the personal finance guy. They are in the area. Mm-hmm. One of the negatives that I heard about the C-Corp is owner draws are different from C-Corp and S-Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take an owner draw from the C-Corp, that could hurt you more than it would inside of an S-Corp.
Exactly.
So I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so they went back. They was like, okay, for your situation, I think we need to do, what did we land with? I forgot.
So we ended up creating a separate entity.
Yes.
So rather than converting your existing business, which is now taxed as an S-Corp, into a C-Corp, we just create a new entity. Mm-hmm. Wealthy individuals, I look at building wealth in America as like a chessboard, right? Yes. The more pieces you have on your chessboard, the more moves that you can make, the more strategies that you can implement.
Yes.
And when it comes down to, again, building wealth, most wealthy people have like 100 businesses. They have like 50 LLCs that host each of their real estate properties, a couple of C Corps that holds their intellectual property and some of their other assets.
Yeah.
So again, you're growing at mm-hmm. a rate where we just need to re-strategize how your entities are also structured and yeah. then mm-hmm. create ways for it to maximize your tax profile.
Yeah.
So the whole thought of like while we brainstormed the C Corp is because we just went over the whole marginal tax bracket range.
Jesus.
And my guys, you know, we don't want to get you to the 30s.
Right.
We don't want to get you to the 30s.
Right.
So then it's like, okay, how can we save 15% or more by switching
right.
to C Corp?
Yeah.
So here's some of the things. So do you want, can I disclose your strategy? Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay. He loves y'all because it's proprietary.
We can edit
information.
Anything y'all needs to be too much
okay.
information.
It's not gonna be too much. At a high level, again, we get to the point where, like, we're about to net seven figures.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, we don't want that income to be passed through to your individual return.
Heck,
subject
no.
to the marginal tax rate of 37%. That'll be
That's
crazy.
37%.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
And we got to go through all that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're looking at that rate right up. Good God. I mean, I would get hit really in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your effective tax rate is probably going to track to be between, you know, 30 to 34%.
I was about to say that.
Mm-hmm. It's too high. So
too
then
high.
How can we
the
structure it, your business? How can we structure your business in a way where some of that income gets taxed at 21%?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The beautiful thing about working with you as a client as well is that you own so many assets. You mm-hmm. have a lot of moving pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So with this specific strategy, what we're going to do is create a C Corp
mm-hmm.
that's going to be in contract with your current company,
yes.
right? I'm not going to disclose the details of
Thank
how
you.
That contract because
Thank you.
That's why you hire a CPA.
That's
okay?
right.
But through that contract, we're able to pass some of that those net earnings that would have been left in your S Corp
mm-hmm.
to that C Corp, which is going to be recognized as revenue for that C Corp.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that we can also expense even more through that C Corp. And the thing about C Corps, yes, they're subject to double taxation. So this concept is pretty much provided by the fact that if you withdraw or owner's draw from a C Corp, the C Corp pays 21% taxes, but then you'll also have to report that owner's draw on your return as dividends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be subject to ordinary income taxes. Again, so you pay taxes twice. However, you can pay yourself a salary from
yeah.
that C Corp and avoid
yeah.
that double taxation.
Yeah.
Right.
There's other ways for you to leverage that C Corp to withhold funds mm-hmm. that have nothing to do with you taking it out as the owner's draw.
Yeah.
Or there's ways for you to leverage that C Corp in different ways for you to further build wealth and create, you know, more of a wealth profile for yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So with the strategy alone, like, you know, we estimate that we'll be able to save between $40,000 to $60,000 just by doing this one move.
Mm-hmm.
So again, shout out to your attorney. He's been a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why having an A team is so important, because when Anthony's busy, you know, too busy for us, we're able to communicate to keep things going along.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he understands what's going on and he gets the education, he gives the okay and we press play. And now, you know, we'll see the results.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, and that's one thing I appreciate about having an A team is that I think I was real busy for like 3 weeks. And I think, Natalie, you just started talking with Josh
mm-hmm.
automatically. And then y'all figured out what was the best plan. Then when I got the email from Natalie telling me exactly what we're going to do, I jumped back on the phone with Natalie on Zoom, and I jumped on a phone call with Josh, my attorney, and I was just asking questions. I didn't say yes. I was just like, hey, I want to make sure I know what I'm signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, while they are my A team and they're my advisors, I'm still held liable for the decision.
Yes.
Right? So I wanted to make sure that the decision that I make with their advice was the best decision for me and my company, because my company impacts my team. And so I don't want to make the bad decision. So once I talked to Natalie, I talked to Josh, Shania, as the CEO of the company, was like, she texted me, was like, hey, do you have any questions? Do you have any concerns? I texted back and I was like, nah, Natalie explained it very well. I talked to Josh. He told me that's the best thing for us legally, and we're good. All this is bringing down to the common folks language, or the common folks, the average person's level. Get you an A team. have access to an attorney that if you need to ask questions, do it. I don't really believe in a DIY corporations. Shania and her team has developed a couple of corporations for me. Josh has done all of them. He just did actually the major ones. I want someone who is proficient in that field to set it up correctly, right? And what I love is we actually just hit like a little small hiccup in one of my companies, and literally Natalie and Josh was taking care of that on the back end while I was working, because that's what they do, right? And so I really want to encourage you, because we're about to bring in my other advisor in Judaica, who is my financial advisor, who works very closely with Shania and Natalie, because this relationship is important. But I definitely want to encourage you, before we bring in Judaica here in a little bit, if you have a W-2 and a business, and you really want to make sure that you do right with your taxes, I'm going to drop their information in today's show notes. Every single year, we push them and we promote them, because they've saved me a lot of money. Like, I'm not going anywhere. They're on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Automatic withdrawal. I love Fuller Financial. And a part of it is just they're a young, thriving business that operates legally and ethically. And I remember I asked Shania something, and she said, I asked her to do something. She said, no, can't do that. Like, literally. And I just said, yes, ma'am. Cool, great. She's like, she said, nah, I don't think ethically I don't want to be behind that. And you don't want to be behind that neither, Anthony. And I didn't know what I knew what I was asking, but I didn't know what I was asking. And she's like, nope, you don't want to do that. Nope. And I said, okay, cool. And I left it at that. Right. And so these are the caliber of individuals will be working with. And so I want to encourage you to file your taxes with them this year. If you have a W-2, if you have a job, a W-2, and if you have a business, get with them, because that's what they really, really specialize in. But I want you to take the next step. Look into working with them throughout the year.
Yo, what's going on, fam? Are you ready to make a big career move here by the end of this year? Why not pivot into the flourishing tech industry with the Bethel School of Technology, recognized globally as the sole Christian online tech bootcamp? You see, with African Americans constituting a mere 7.9% of the U.S. tech workforce, I believe it's time to narrow this display and unlock opportunities for everyone in this thriving sector. Bethel Tech is steadfast in its mission to make tech careers accessible, rewarding, and economically advantageous for all individuals. Their comprehensive 9-month program is designed to equip you with the necessary skills to propel you into your technology career and move forward at a high speed. You see, recent reports from Indeed suggest that software developers in the U.S. command an average annual salary of approximately about $103,000. This is well above the national average of $48,000. You see, diversify your tech education by choosing from their specialized programs like cybersecurity and UI/UX design. With Bethel Tech, you're not just kickstarting a career, you're igniting a passion with a purpose. I want you to say goodbye to the prospects of crippling student loan debts and instead invest a mere 9 months to transform your next decade of your professional journey. Step into your potential with Bethel Tech and turn your career aspirations into reality. To begin, I want you to go to anthonyoneal.com/Bethel or click the link in today's show notes. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Don't wait another moment to take the first step towards a bright and promising future into a career space that can make you a millionaire. Speaking of millionaires, let's get back to today's show.
Okay. One of the things I see the problem with most African Americans is we don't have a system put in place for our business. We make a whole lot of money, but our books are horrible. And we make a whole lot of money, but our taxes, we show that we are broke on paper. And then now we got to go out here and get these high interest bank statement only loans, because you didn't want to honestly have your books and your profit and loss statements and everything in order. Like, that stuff is updated monthly for us. And if whenever anytime I go to buy a house, or I just rented a building for our new studio, it was like, yo, your P&L is in point. We already see what your margin is. Your books are solid. It's yours. What do you want to do? So I want to encourage you to look into Fuller Financial. I don't know if you can get Natalie. She's busy with me and like I think like 8 other high-end clients. And she is very, 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 very good. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll probably meet with Shania one time up front to get the strategy. But Shania, she's busy. Like, she's running a lot of high-end clients. She works with, I'll probably say on my scale, probably much higher. I know that for a fact. So, you know, she's really, really running a well-known business that's impacting the world. And if you do your research on her and Fuller Financial, she's been awarded so much for her youthfulness and youngfulness in this area because she's just solid. And I can say this, she's not a CPA influencer. She's a CPA who influences you to make the right decision with your money and saves you money. That's all I needed.
You know, she make me cry.
You know what I'm saying? She's not on TikTok just trying to go viral. No. She's on TikTok, but she's on TikTok and she's doing the job with an amazing team. So, Natalie, thank you for letting my people meet you.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
No, you're so cool. Y'all, that's really her hair. I just want y'all to know that. You know what I'm saying? She's 30-something years old. Put all her age out there. You know, but that's really her. That's that Asian hair. You know what I'm saying?
It's both. It's both.
I better not say that. Black people, y'all got some good hair, too. Black ladies, I mean. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, let's bring in my sister, Injuneka. Come on up in here, girl. Y'all, so my girl Injuneka is in the building. I remember when I first met her, I had a hard time pronouncing her name. She was like, Anthony, just think of in Jamaica, just in Jamaica. And ever since she said Jamaica, I said Jamaica. Lord Jesus, y'all know me, boy. I go to Jamaica, I'll be like, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? I really want to say, what's up, ladies? How you doing? The Jamaica ladies. My God. Anyways, what up, sis? Welcome
What's
to the
going
table.
On? How are you?
Listen, we're going to get into it, man, because, you know, you family now. Mm-hmm. So you are my financial advisor. It's going on 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I like this because Shania introduced me to you. Mm-hmm. And I want y'all to talk about the importance of a financial advisor having a great relationship with your CPA. Mm-hmm. Because like over every year right around this time, you actually email them about me and y'all meet about me sometimes I'm not even meeting. So let's break that down. Why is that so important for you to have a good relationship with, you know, my CPA?
Yeah, it's so important because, you know, we talk about building wealth and building wealth at the end of the day, you know, as your income gets higher, I have to have a good relationship with whoever your tax person is. We have to strategize. I mean, you heard that enough time. The word of the day is strategy. Mm-hmm. You have to have a good strategy when it comes to what are we going to do with this excess with this excess income. Like you said, mm-hmm. other communities, you know, they have their CPAs. They understand that as I bring in more income, I need to put it away in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So I'd work to execute. They work to give me the strategy, right? So they're going to run all the calculations. They are going to, you know, let's say for 2023, they are in 2023, they're going to, you know, it is 2024 right now, right? They are trying to, as much as they can, see the future and see what your tax liability is going to be.
Right.
They can say, okay, we need to figure out what to do with this amount of money.
Yes.
They'll look at me and say, Injuneka, what you got? What accounts do we have? What strategies do we have? Because we each have different lanes. Mm-hmm. She respects my lane. I respect her lane, right? Yeah. And that's where. And then with your attorney, that's not our lane at all, right?
Right,
everybody plays their role
and
plays their part. So it's just that, you check in with one, check in with the other, check in with the next. And it all kind of comes together.
From your end, what would you say? Like, why is it important from the CPA to have that relationship?
Yep. So as a CPA, again, we're specifically focused on, so CPA stands for Certified Public Accountant, right? So we're focused on your accounting, making sure your books are together. We got a tax plan in place and we're filing your taxes. We're also in accounting compliance and various capacities. When it comes down to financial planning, which is a part of your tax strategy, we don't specialize in financial planning, right? So there are certain accounts, like, so understanding, for example, based upon your profile, what's best for you? Do you need a solo 401k? Do you need a SEP IRA? Do you need, you know, a Roth? Do you need a combination of all three? How much do we put in each of those three? That's your financial advisor. Like, you know, that person is thinking about your future and how do we get you to your wealth goals in regards to financial planning.
Yes.
Then also when in regards to tax strategies, certain accounts need to be open. And there's also due dates, right? Mm-hmm. So again, your CPA is busy doing your accounting, your tax planning. Your financial advisor is making sure that we also are abiding by certain due dates. So to open up certain accounts, you have them. You have to have them open by certain days or funded by certain days. Right. Yeah. So as you know, Injideka, she be on all of us. Like, all right, so what's going on? I have spoken in that. Right. Trying to make sure, like, what we finna do here.
Yeah.
So honestly, and the thing is, I work with a bunch of financial advisors. Working with Injideka has been, like, amazing. Yeah. Because it's, like, rather than, you know, again, we're very involved with our clients, but having someone who, like her, who's also very involved with their clients, it just makes the flow just so much. Again, even with working with Jason, shout out to Jason again, how quick he was to, like, come back with research and a response, and, okay, here's the next steps.
Yep.
So when you have a strong A-team, again, the system just works. Yeah. You know, it works, it works. So the benefit really is there. They play an integral part in the system. So again, having someone who's knowledgeable in things that we're not knowledgeable in as much, like contribution limits, or sometimes the laws change and you can't do certain things with certain accounts anymore. Your financial advisor, most professionals are required to do continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing continuing education as CPAs in the areas of accounting, taxation, sometimes business law, et cetera.
Yeah.
Your financial advisor, they're your people with retirement planning, life insurance, just long-term, you know, financial planning. So again, we stay in our lanes.
Yes, yeah. And I love that. I really do love that. I think the Q4 of 2023, Injideka was getting on my daggone nerves. In a good way, though.
I'm doing my job.
Right. It's like, you know, when you pay someone, like, some people have been like, I reached out to you, you didn't hit me back.
Mm-hmm.
But Injideka, she'll email me, then she'll email Shania and Natalie, like, hey, you guys, what's going on? We need these accounts funded. What's going on? Da-da-da-da. And I love that about you from day one. You know what I'm saying? And when I spent about a year with her first for myself, because she's thorough. Like, this woman knows what she's doing. Then I incorporated you in with my entire team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all of my team members have come back and said, yo, we got a solid plan. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I thought that was important is because while I'm the money guy, I don't want my team to feel uncomfortable coming to me about their personal situations.
Right.
And so I didn't want to be like, hey, I need to sit down with you and go over a budget, go over your money. And then they'll be somewhat embarrassed if they're not at a certain place. But I want them to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so I paid them to sit down with you, actually all my team members. Jay's our newest team member. He's sitting down with you now, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important, you guys, for you all to have an advisor in your A team. But it makes sense for me. Mm-hmm. Let's make it make sense for someone in Injideka that may be making $50,000 a year.
Sure.
Why is it important for them to sit down with you only making $50,000 a year gross? That's only about maybe $38,000 net. Mm-hmm. Why should I pay you if I'm only making $38,000 a year?
Yeah. And it looks different, right? Depending on income-wise where you are. But the reality is, in order to get to where you are,
mm-hmm.
You have to learn disciplines at 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn disciplines at 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to, you know, we talked about, I mentioned just you getting your personal, a person getting their personal money management system together, right?
Yes.
you being able to inventory your own personal finances. So people, you know, when people are talking about building wealth, a lot of times it can feel overwhelming because it's like, I mean, I gotta buy the house and I have all this capital and I'm like, listen, you know, the first part of building wealth is taking control of your finances. That's the first part. It's just you becoming aware of what's going on in your own under your financial house, right? So what does that look like? That can look like you just inventory. What are your bank accounts? Yes. List them all out, right? And sometimes I'll tell people, you might want to get a glass of wine for this, because I don't know what your stuff is going. You know what I'm saying? What it's about to look like for you, right? But you need to write out all your accounts, right? All, if you have personal accounts, business accounts, credit unions, right? The mother banks, right? Whatever you have accounts. What are your bills? Write out all, go do a spending audit. Mm-hmm. Go through your last 90 days mm-hmm. of your expenses, go through your bank account yep. and see what are you spending your money on, right? Identify what are your real bills, like your fixed expenses. What are some of the variable ones? What are some of the, we call it sinking funds. And so those are just, you know, the types of bills where they don't come every month per se, right? You might, so like my auto insurance, I don't pay auto insurance every month. I pay it every 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, I should be putting money away so that when that $800 bill, $700 bill comes and, you know, the next, right, on a particular month, I'm not like, oh, shoot, you know, if I'm a W-2 worker.
Yeah.
The majority of my paycheck has to go to, right, to pay that bill. No, I've been putting money away for it. So doing audits like that, your debt, what is your debt looking like?
Yeah.
Just inventory everything. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
That's taking control. And that's so powerful. That, because a lot of people, listen, I understand, you want to kind of be in, not want to be in denial, but it's just easier to be in denial.
Absolutely.
Like, because it's a lot, you know, and you have to face certain things, like certain financial decisions that you've made, right, when you do that. But that's the first step to building wealth, is you taking control and becoming aware, and then putting your budget together, putting a bank accounting system together. And so it's not just I have one checking account. It's not just I have one checking account, because with you, for example, or any entrepreneur, you're not going to just have one account. You're going to have multiple accounts,
Jesus,
right?
Jesus.
And those accounts have purposes.
Yes.
Every account has a purpose. So you have to just be prepared to do that. Again, whether you make 30, 50, 75, especially with people that have side hustles, you need to learn that type of a system early on, so that when you begin to make more and more money, it's not just lifestyle creep, right? Oh, I'm making more income, so I'm spending money, you know, more money. No, I know my system. Mm. I have a personal money management system in play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that comes in. It starts early.
She said it. And Jadaka said it. I mean, you preaching what I'm preaching. I mean, it doesn't matter. I like how you said, hey, no matter what level you're on right now, you need to get with someone who's going to walk you through the journey. And someone coming in and making $50,000 gross with both of you all will be on a different journey.
Mm-hmm.
They may not need to see y'all every single month,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? Y'all give them a plan, and then y'all will help them grow. And then as they're growing, they'll see you all more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you have more services that you will need. But the problem is you don't want the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You just want the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned, too, the right strategy makes you more money, and it saves you more money. Having Shania and Natalie on my team, they've saved me money on taxes that allows me to employ other people, that allows me to invest into a building so we can have our own building to shoot our shows out of. Having, you know, in Jadaka, it allows me to, I feel good with my money to where if I... something happened, my money is working for me. So that's what I look at. Shania saves me money. She makes me more money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's making me money in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I like about it is I'm making more money in my sleep, and then she's over here saying, well, we can do this and save more money. I like this kind of stuff.
It's a system.
It's a system.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. You told her we should open up at 529.
Mm-hmm.
We open up at 529, and I open it up, and then Shania comes back and says, well, Anthony, because you're a business owner, I don't know how. I'm not going to say that, because I'm going to let y'all say that. But in the state of Maryland, I could write off the 529. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just called you a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, my nephews and niece live in California. Mm-hmm. Can I open up a 529 there? Mm-hmm. You was like, yes and no. Yes, you can open it, but no, you can't write it off in Cali.
Right.
And I was like, see, I didn't know that. I thought because I could write off in Maryland, mm-hmm. I could write it off there. Mm-hmm. See, it's all about a strategy.
Yeah, yeah. And what this is what she said, when it's you having people on your team that just understand that, because the point is, there are things that you're doing,
right,
in terms of just the vision and the goals that you have for the business and so forth. You don't need to think about this stuff.
I will get a headache.
Like, I saw the back and forth about the tax bracket.
Yeah.
I'm sitting back there like, yeah, the hello? Yeah, that's, I know, right, that's how it works.
Right.
You're like, what?
I don't have time for all that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're like, that's what I pay you for.
I understand it, right? I don't know it good enough to teach it like her.
Right, right.
Because that's what she do every single day.
Right.
Right? I'm in a personal finance. I understand it, but I'm like, man, I ain't got time to deal. My people need to know how to get out of debt, mm-hmm. make the money. They don't, I don't, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's important to have someone on your team to do that.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Angelica, as a CPA, working with people who are W-2 employees and side business owners, where do you see them making the most mistakes at? When it comes to wealth building, I'm coming to you too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what people who, you know what? Rewind. People who wanna build wealth, they say, hey, I wanna build wealth. When you hear someone say that and you see what they're doing, what are some of the mistakes that you see people doing and it's not helping them build wealth?
Yeah. What I explained a minute ago, having their own personal money management system. Mm-hmm. They don't even know what's, they may know what's coming in, they don't know what's going out.
Ooh, yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing is people don't even know what's going out.
Yep.
You know, this idea that bring, you know, I have the side hustle, right? I have this skill set, so I'm able to bring in this additional income. Isn't this additional income mine? Can't I do whatever I want with it? Can't I go to Jamaica, right, with this additional income?
Mm-hmm.
Can't I go and do something else as it relates to my lifestyle? Like, can't I do that with this?
Right.
The discipline is not there. That's the mindset, right? And even when I have conversations, whether it's with staff, whomever I'm working with, the first conversation I'm going to have with you is about, we're going to talk about your relationship with money.
That's true.
So
you did that with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I need to understand, you know, you need to understand us as individuals. We need to understand that because we need to understand how is that playing out right now as an adult, because that's going to come into play. You can't run away from it. Right. And so you got to be aware of that. But yeah, definitely the disciplines, just not knowing, not having a plan for the money when you get the money.
So no plan.
No plan.
I think I agree with that. What about you on your end?
I would say no foundation.
Ooh,
right?
That's good.
So again, this is why it's important to have both perspectives. Mm-hmm. In terms of no foundation, I mean, you know, people come to us like, hey, I want to, you know, buy this. Simple. I want to buy a house, right? They're a W-2, and they also have a side hustle business. But they did what we talked about earlier. They wrote off $20,000, so now their AGI is looking like $30,000. If you were the banks, you trying to ask me for $500,000, you know, to purchase this home, doesn't look like you can afford it on paper,
mm-hmm.
right? So just being proactive about how you present yourself financially, which again has a lot to do with your foundation.
Yeah.
Also things like for entrepreneurs having your books done. So if you do want to use your, so say for example, that person who did 50K W-2, they did 100K net income through their business, right?
Okay.
So now their AGI is looking like, you know, 150, right? You know, plus that person's going to be greatly eligible to go ahead and apply for, a mortgage, right? Mm-hmm. However, because they're using that income to apply for that mortgage, guess what the mortgage lenders are also going to ask for?
Mm-hmm.
Your profit and loss statement and your balance sheet, right? That also does matter. So again, having your books together is going to play a big part.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, outside of like your financial records, it's also thinking about your credit score, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of entrepreneurs forget how important your personal credit score
mm-hmm.
is in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're able to get such great sources of capital
mm-hmm.
by having a great personal credit score. And the thing is, you don't even have to like get a hard pull on it.
Mm-hmm.
Most times to get some type of capital, you just have to show it. They do a soft pull.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and get access to capital. But if you don't have that combination of like a foundation, a good credit score, good personal financial management, it's gonna be hard for you to build wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say like looking at it from those three perspectives, cause you have to think about it. If you were a lender, look at yourself, like, would I lend to me?
Mm-hmm.
And be honest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you know, am I going to lend to me? Okay, you want $500,000, but you only netted $30,000 this year.
Ooh, But in their head, I'm thinking, well, no, I netted $250. I just wrote off, you know what I'm saying, $210,000, $220,000.
So that means that you really don't have enough. You know, because think about it, when you have net income, that typically goes towards your retained earnings. Your retained earnings help fund your operating expenses for the next years to come, right?
Yes.
If your operating expenses are $10,000 per month, it's looking like you can only afford to operate for 3 months. God forbid you make no money at all. That puts me at too much of a risk as a lender, right? So again, you want to look at yourself from the perspective of a lender. Like, you want to be lendable, right?
Yes.
Again, being someone who shows that they pay their debt on time, that's what your credit score shows.
Yes.
That you have good financial management, that's what your budget and your P&L, your balance sheet shows. And that you're also in compliance.
Yeah.
And that you're reporting properly. And that's what your tax return shows. So,
you know, one thing I love about having both of you all, I remember when I applied for this particular loan, the house that we're in now, you was on the team there, and then Angelica joined after. When we was about to go for the big home, it was so cool, the $3 million home. It was so cool because they asked for the profit and loss statement, they asked for my assets, and it was so cool just to have all of that to present.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to mislead.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to come up with an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
We had all. I remember calling you on the phone with the banker. I think I can't remember. I remember calling you. Within a matter of 24 hours, you sent me over everything that I needed,
mm-hmm.
and it was so great just to have that information. But I want people to hear me clearly on this. You may not have a seven-figure business. You may have a six-figure business. You may have a five-figure business. You still need to operate mm-hmm. like you have a seven-figure business, because your business is only going to grow. And if you can start now, this is one. I wish I started at five figures. I'm gonna be honest with you, because it would have been easier for me to really starting at five figures. I could have started. I wouldn't say started better, but it would have been easier for me to manage that. We started off with a high six-figure situation. And I was like, wait, I got to do this? I'm like, Shanae, I got to do that too? Shanae, are you serious? I got to do this? Like, running books on when you making, you know, multiple six figures a month, and I get that book thing at the end of the month for the next month, I'd be like, Natalie, I need you to give me a week or two on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I do it. It may take me a little while to get the stuff back to her, but I do it. But it's like, for me, I know the benefits of that. And if you can start this habit early on, this is a habit that will save you so much time, so much money, and it will help you avoid headaches in the future. And I'm telling you, it feels good to know that my money is making money with Angelica, that some of that money we're able to write off. And I know money, but I didn't know all the nuances that go inside of this stuff. I was like, wow, I could write this off legally, ethically? Shanae was like, yep. Angelica was like, I think you can write this off. Let me get with Angelica, with Shanae to make sure. Yep, he could do it. I'm like, well, run the play. Because I think, to add to what you just said, I think a good credit score or a zero credit score. Well, I don't really know if you can say zero credit score, because I mean, I'm always for real estate. And if you have real estate, for me, my credit score is at 800. It's up there because I only have real estate on there. But if your credit score is good, if you have a plan, like you said, and if you have assets and if you have the strategy, you're in a healthy position.
Mm-hmm.
And Jadeka, I want to talk mm-hmm. about the retirement piece.
Mm-hmm.
In today's day and time, how much does the average person need to retire healthy? Do you know that number?
It's relative.
Yeah.
It's relative, because usually when I start financial planning with people, and I think I did the same with you, it's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
You know, what is your desired retirement age? How much do you want to have coming to you monthly?
Mm-hmm.
Right? To whether it's maintaining the same lifestyle, are you cool with 80% of the current lifestyle? What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And then you create a plan around that. So for everybody, it's different. So some people are like, you know, they may be okay with, you know what, I can do 75 a year. Like, if I can get 75,000 annually coming in, you know, whatever, you know, we'll figure out what the strategy is.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine with that. Some people are like, I need six figures. right? So it just depends on who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question, Shania. I'm getting into retirement age. Mm-hmm. So let's say if I have, I can say this on my show. My goal is that my investments generate $1 million a year for me,
mm-hmm.
right? $1 million in interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be what, if I calculate right, in between 12 and $15 million I need mm-hmm. to have invested mm-hmm. to yep. have compound payout mm-hmm. at $1 million. Someone asked me this question, and I want to ask you as a tax person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am retired at 65
mm-hmm.
and I am withdrawing only the compound interest
mm-hmm.
for that year, so mm-hmm. I take out $1 million that pays me $88,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
do I have to pay taxes come January 1 on that $88,000 to compound? Do you know?
So this all depends on the makeup of mm-hmm. how you get your payout, okay. which again is why mm-hmm. we work with people like Andrew Decker, right?
Yeah.
Because you can have that payout structured so differently. So for example, a lot of us are familiar with the Roth IRA mm-hmm. account,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where you're contributing it with after-tax dollars, but by the time you retire at 65, that $6K that you put in year over year over year is probably going to be worth like, what, $500,000, mm-hmm.
right.
hopefully maybe $1 million. Who knows
right.
how you invested, because mm-hmm. Who knows how you invested that Roth, account over the years.
Right.
Now, so say, for example, a portion of that $10 million, $12 million is due to the Roth. Remember, the Roth is going to be coming to you tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Tax-free.
So there's that part, right?
Right. Right.
A great story about a Roth. There was a billionaire who invested, I think he invested his Roth for the year. He bought shares of Uber when it first, I think before IPO'd or after IPO. Say he put $6,000 in there. He retired. Those shares were worth, I think, like $10 million.
Right.
And again, when you retire, you take it out tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So again, it all depends on how, because we can make it, you have a tax-free retirement. That's mm-hmm. also
exactly.
an option. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the thing I want to talk about, though.
Right.
Okay.
right. And there's a way to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the best way, Jadeka, to set up a tax-free retirement?
Mm-hmm. So tax-free, I mean, one of the Roth is going to be, one of the easiest options, but then it's also, the Roth has income limits, right?
Yeah.
So you can't make a certain amount. So
right.
that's when like backdoor Roth IRAs come into play, mega backdoor IRAs come into play.
Okay.
And so we have a strategy around that, for example,
yeah.
right? To where we're taking the tax benefits on the front end, right, with certain accounts,
yeah.
Getting deductions on the front end. And later on, as you get closer to retirement,
right.
then there'll kind of be a laddering strategy to begin to offload some of those existing retirement money that you have and begin to convert it into a Roth account so that we can get the tax free or put you in a position to have a tax free retirement.
Yeah.
This is good, y'all. We can't put everything in one show. I think I may need to bring y'all back on like once a quarter and we just have a good update mm-hmm. meeting mm-hmm. and just talk. And I think even on my new show on Wednesdays, I think I'm gonna bring them on maybe about once a month and just talk about taxes and wealth building and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that it's important for us to have this information available for people.
Yeah.
And it's also important for y'all to not just get the free information, but retain their services.
Mm-hmm.
Because free information is great exposure. Retaining the services, it changed your life. It changes your life. So one more time, it changes your life. And what I feel comfortable about having in Jadeka, Shania, Natalie, and Joshua on my team, I know that it benefits me, but it also benefits my future family.
Mm-hmm.
It also benefits my kids if I have kids. You know, it's really, I feel safe. I feel secure that when I get of age, I'm going to have enough money to have freedom and to enjoy what I want to do. My goal is I want to be making at least $80,000 tax-free money when I am done working, to where my houses are paid off. I got my cars. I ain't buying no more cars. I ain't buying no more houses. I got the wifey. You know what I'm saying? The kids are good if I have kids. But me and my wife can live. We can definitely live off of 80 grand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I think it'd be fine.
But here's 80 grand. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Okay, cool. It's mm-hmm. a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Why not aim for something high?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why am I only aiming for 5 grand? Why? No, when I turn 65, man, I'm trying to hit the beach.
Mm-hmm.
my wife's still going to be looking good. I'm butt naked, right there behind her. Girl, you look good. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have that Natalie Jean. I'm 65, but I look like I'm 40. You know what I'm saying?
Blazing.
I'm trying to be out there chilling on the water. When my kids call me, grandkids call me, family members call me, where you at? I'm in Africa. I'm in a beautiful place of Africa. I'm in Ghana on the beach looking at my beautiful African woman. You know, I want to say that. You know, I want to travel the world. I want to spend as much time with my family as I possibly can. And if we don't make the right decision now at 22, at 30, at 40, if you're not sitting down with Angelica at 25, mm-hmm. you're only hurting yourself. And they all make enough money. You're making money. Mm-hmm. Get a plan for it. Mm-hmm. And then my business ain't making that much. Okay, today is not, but get a plan for it with Shania. Okay? And so listen, we're going to drop all of their information in today's show notes. We're going to drop Fola Financial and all their services and their links. If you're filing taxes this year, hey, listen, file, get with them to file, and then get their services. You know, I know that they have a limit with what they take on every single year. And so hopefully you can make it. If not, try again next year. But then also get with Injadeka and get a solid plan. Now, watch this. If you don't use them two, get you a good CPA and a good advisor that works together for your benefit. At the end of the day, I can't even go over everything that we've done with these two for my portfolio. I mean, one of the accounts we can end with this that I think a lot of people sleep on is the HSA accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The health savings accounts. It was triple tax savings.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, because hold on, I'm gonna say this right. What you put into it is tax write off.
Okay.
What you spend it on, it grows tax-free,
mm-hmm.
and then what you spend it on is tax-free.
Exactly.
But, see, I know my stuff, you know what I'm saying? But after 65, if you take it out for anything outside of the medical,
mm-hmm.
then you got to pay taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no penalty after 65. So it's like, in the health savings account, I was just on DoorDash the other day. I needed to get some medicine for, wasn't feeling so well. It's at the bottom of an HSA.
Mm-hmm.
I said, shut up.
Wow.
So I could buy this medicine with tax-free money? Hey, run that play. Run that play. But y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn. We got to learn. Yo, you guys, man. Listen, you're going to see them again. I'm going to get them on before the end of the quarter. We may just Zoom them in for something live and have you all come in and just ask any questions because, I mean, these two queens are killing. So is... Natalie, who's killing it as well. Josh, we got to get you on the show the next time. Bring the whole A-team here. But it feels good to have three sisters and a white brother on. And I could publicly say this. I was thinking about getting a black attorney, but I like Josh.
He's great, honestly.
Yeah, Josh is real cool. He's
very
honest,
knowledgeable.
Very, very knowledgeable. And what I like about Josh is he's connected to a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just Josh as an attorney. If it's out of his league, his law firm comes in
mm-hmm.
and they cover me in all aspects. You know, I mean, I had a threat for a lawsuit. The law firm was like, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I love that. You know what I'm saying? When I did my estate plan,
mm-hmm.
And Jadeka was a part of that, and his law firm, he connected me to someone here locally in the law firm, and he oversaw it and made sure everything was good. So it just feels good when you have the right people put
mm-hmm.
in place.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what age you are, you can do it. So this is what we're going to do. Me and Shanae are going to partner, and we are going to come up with a A-list checklist, right?
A-team checklist.
We're going to have it in the show notes, so check that out. Because we want to just walk you through on what to do, what to look for, and how to get the proper A-team at any level that you're at. And hear me clearly, if you're only making $50,000, $60,000, if you're not sitting down with a CPA to get a strategy and a financial advisor to get a clear strategy, you're only hurting yourself and it's costing you a lot of money. Do not focus on what they're charging you up front. Focus on what they're saving you on the back end, period. I cut their checks happily every single month, and I expect good work. I don't ask neither one of them for discounts at all. What's your fee? Because I'm going to hold you to that. If they give me a discount, I don't want discount services. No, I'm like, hey, man, we only saved you this amount because you, I mean, we had to, you know, made that money back. Nope. What's your fee? We got to stop asking for people. I mean, I'm going to say this, and then we get in trouble. Then we're going to hang up, cut it after this, Jay. Black people, stop asking for discounts. Stop it. Stop it. Cut. See y'all tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.